Coronavirus metrics are going in the right direction in North Carolina. That's why, says Governor Roy Cooper, he's allowing school districts to open elementary schools for in-person learning. The science seems to show that younger children, mainly under 10, are less likely to catch the virus, exhibit symptoms, suffer severe disease from the virus, and they're less likely to pass it to others. Add that emerging data to the four metrics state officials use to shape their policy, and Governor Cooper says it's time to allow some schools more in-person learning.
North Carolina public school districts will be permitted to choose option A for their elementary school students only in kindergarten through fifth grade. Option A continues to include important safety measures like required face coverings for all students, teachers, and staff, social distancing, and symptom screening. But Plan A does not require schools to reduce the number of children in the classroom.
Each school district has the authority to make their own decision, says Cooper, and they'll be allowed to adopt Option A starting October 5th. Governor Cooper says he also understands parents are eager to see their older kids in class and playing sports. State officials say they hope to have more news on that front soon, as coronavirus cases, deaths, and hospitalizations continue to decline in North Carolina. Rachel Lewis Hilburn, WHQR News.